her two children. Detectives believe he entered the water on the night of the attack in Clapham in South London 10 days ago. The 31-year-old mother remains too ill to speak to officers. Nick Aldworth used to manage the Met's underwater searches.
What I haven't seen is whether they put any divers in the water. They were talking about doing the search at low tide. And of course, the reason you would do that is clearly the water is at its most shallow, but also at the slack tide, it's not moving. So it's the safest point for a diver to enter the water and start conducting a search.
Aid agencies say Israeli boots on the ground in the southern Gaza city of Rafah would be a catastrophe for the 1 million civilians who live there. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered an evacuation, although experts fear people would have nowhere to go. New Scottish Government guidance around baby formula recommends giving struggling families cash to buy it. Charities want other UK nations to follow suit. Yellow weather warnings for rain have been issued for parts of eastern, northeastern and southwestern England tonight. It means flooding and travel disruption is likely. Sport: Manchester City are hosting Everton in the Premier League, hoping for a win to take them top of the table. Darren Stanage is watching at the Etihad Stadium.
Where it's Manchester City 0, Everton 0. It's been quite a stop-start game, really. Everton will be pleased about that. They've had probably the best chance. Calvert-Lewin, a tame effort, really. Barely a shot, in fact, just to the right. Doku's looked very lively for the home side. Two good bits of skill. The last one, good cross in, but Erling Haaland headed the ball over. It's Man City 0, Everton 0.
Liverpool play Burnley this afternoon, while Luton hosts Sheffield United. Scotland get the action underway in Rugby Union Six Nations today when they place France at Murrayfield. That's before England go up against Wales at Twickenham. And that's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
OK, so your afternoon is going to remain cloudy. A chance of showery rain coming in around tea time. It'll be light winds with temperatures close to average of 11 degrees. However, tonight, clouds are going to thicken through the evening with areas of rain spreading north overnight, seeing very heavy downpours across East Anglia and the Essex side of the country. Fog patches may also develop by the early hours with a minimum temperature tonight of 6 degrees. And then tomorrow, cloudy start with areas of rain clearing away to the north. Drier afternoon with some bright spells developing, although isolated showers are possible throughout the day, coming in around 9 degrees tomorrow. And the outlook for Monday to Wednesday: Monday's breezy with sunshine and isolated showers. Cloudy on Tuesday with outbreaks of rain, locally quite heavy at times actually. And there are going to be blustery showers and heavy rain on Wednesday with some overnight fog patches all week. Temperatures near on average.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Kicking off the second hour of the weekend wind-ups, good to have your company. Coming up, my guest today, Frankie, from the Chelmsford Operatic and Amateur Dramatic Society. And this is Ariana Grande. Should we do this? We'll be right back.
cry for you, cry, give up everything for you. Night after night got me caught up like a fool, but you started something.
Steps there with Heartbreaking the City. Now, I just want to remind you, coming up, as well as my guests today, we've got some other guests coming up into the studio over the next few days you might want to tune in for. Some really great people coming in. So on Tuesday the 13th, we've got Joe. He's going to be chatting to Sally Sykes and Karen Cole from the Essex Business Partnerships. And that's along with Emma Blackshaw from Revive Fitness and Wellbeing and Sue Porter from Wellbeing Clinic. Then on Wednesday the 14th on Curveballs, Nick, appropriately, is going to be chatting to Alexander Valentine, who's going to be chatting on that evening's show, which is Valentine's night. Then on Thursday the 15th on Drive, Joe's going to be chatting to local yoga teacher Michelle Spencer about mindfulness and wellbeing. So all in all, lots going on as well. I want to give a big shout out to Elliot, who's listening in. He's unwell today. He's got an ingrained toenail, so he's got his feet up. He's not very well. So Elliot, I hope you feel better. Coming up very soon, we'll have our guest in the studio. This next track is Busted, One of These Days.
Seen you lately, and that's okay. I know you're living life in your own way. I know it might be working out today. It might not be forever. One of these days, one of these nights, one of these days, you're gonna find out who you are. wanted to. Don't act like I've been saying something new. I've been saying it forever. If I call you up in a minute, and even if you didn't hear it, would you hand me back when you see it? It's okay.
Directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It is indeed, and welcome back to the show. Now, I promised you a special guest today, and it wasn't on our socials, but it will be at the end of the day, I can assure you. It took a while. We managed to get together, but I'm really excited to welcome Frankie into the studio. Frankie is from the Chelmsford Operatic and Amateur Dramatic Society, and she's in the studio. Welcome.
Welcome to me. Yeah, how exciting to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
That's all right. Absolute pleasure. So, we're in today to talk about, obviously, the organisation. You're celebrating a really massive milestone, which I couldn't quite believe when you told me about it. It's a long time going. But also, your forthcoming production of Kiss Me, Kate. We'll talk about that later on. But first of all, a bit more about yourselves. Tell us about you.
Right. So, as you say, I am Frankie. I've actually been a part of KODS because obviously the full name is a little bit long to say. So we do like to shorten it. KODS for coming up for 6 years now, actually. So I joined back in 2018 as a member of the company. And over my time there, I've done almost every production that we've done during that time. And now I'm actually a member of the committee, and I'm secretary, part of the promotions team. It's just one of those companies that we're kind of, sounds really cheesy, but it's a big family, and I feel like I've been inducted so quickly from 2018. It's great for me to be able to come and just talk to you about something I'm really passionate about.
So how is it, so what's the setup of the organisation? So do you meet weekly? Obviously you have regular productions that you're working towards. How does it work if people are interested?
So we do two productions a year, always musicals. We get together twice a week, sometimes a third time if it's getting nearer to a show. We rehearse Wednesday evenings, Friday evenings in Chelmsford, and we all get together sort of early on we're setting the shows, we do music calls, we've got fantastic musical directors that we work with locally, and directors that come on board for different shows, and we rehearse twice a week, getting together, just having fun. And of course there's a lot of social events as well. That's we're like, musical theatre people, you know.
Yeah, musical. Yeah, you're not, we're not shy, are we? No. like we like to socialise and we like to talk. How do you pick the, so obviously you've got Kiss Me Kate coming up, which we'll talk about later, but how do you predict not predict, how do you pick the productions that you're, that you've been involved with? Kind of, is it kind of by committee, or is it that you kind of, somebody will throw an idea in and you'll consider it? How does it work?
It's a bit of a mix, to be honest. We try to vary the productions, obviously. So, for example, recent productions, we've done 9 to 5, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, but we've also done Calendar Girls, which is, was a bit more kind of theatrical rather than full-on musical. So, essentially, the committee get together. We put some ideas in the ring. We do go out to our members, ask for suggestions as well, if there's anything people are particularly interested in doing. But, yeah, it's sort of just trying to see what works well for the membership we have. I mean, we've got members from 18 up to 80 on stage, and obviously what we call non-acting members who've been members in the past, but they're not performing anymore. So we have such a wide range of people. We want to try and find something that suits not just our audiences, but also the members as well.
And I think it's quite nice as well, because I've seen a number of, you know, groups come in. I've been members of groups myself, and it's nice when you do different styles of productions, so things like 9 to 5, Calendar Girls, etc., because I think musical theatre groups went through a period where everyone did the same kind of production. And there's nothing wrong with the Annies and the Olivers and all of that, but you kind of, you've seen it done many, many times, and you think, you know, it's nice to get something fresh in. So to do a newer musical like 9 to 5, which is very current and very new, I think that's really exciting. So, you know, if you were somebody, so you look at your full title, as you say, it's a long title, but you hear the words operatic, does that, you know, do you have to, it might sound a silly question, but do you have to sing opera to be able to join? Do you have, you know, what sort of kind of musical sort of background do you need?
So we, I was about to say we'll take anyone. Not true. No, we will. Like, we're super open. Some people come because they want to get involved in dance, and they'll sing in the chorus, but they don't really want to have a part. Some people have got different skills. So, for example, I know we're going to talk about it a bit later, but Kiss Me Kate, there is a role that's slightly more operatic, just happens to come into this show. So different people often get cast in the different shows because they have different skills. But yeah, it's not an essential at all. Obviously we love it if people could come in, do a bit of singing, bit of dancing, you know, but that's again one of the reasons why we mix up the shows, because we do try to see right who are current members. Obviously we always welcome new people, but we want to make a sensible decision, because, you know, we did Priscilla, for example, which is a show that is, I mean, it's so popular. We were astounded by the feedback that we got from the audience.
And it's a tough show to put on.
Sets and everything. And it costs a lot of money. You know, we're a charity. Everything we make back from the shows, we put into the next show. So something like that, we really waited until we had the right people to do it.
Because with Priscilla, I mean, you can't not invest in that 100%, because, you know, you can't go out, you know, in a drab old dress or a dress. because the whole point of the production is that it's so over the top and so glamorous and big, isn't it?
That's
the whole thing. So when it comes to a production's been picked and you've decided to work on it, is it kind of, do you have regular directors in the company that produce, or can somebody reach out and go, actually, I would like to think about directing, and that can I shadow? How does that work? How do you pick that?
So we do have a couple of directors that we've got very long-standing relationships, which is fantastic, because they, you know, they know us, we know how they work, which, you know, makes everything easier. But we've actually worked with quite a few new directors just even in the last few years. I think people are kind of wanting to do something. Obviously what we do, it's from passion, right? We all mostly have full-time jobs on as our main focus. This is a passionate project for us that we do in evenings and weekends. But the directors that we have come on board, some of them, again, it's their part-time gig, some of them it's a full-time gig. You know, we did Shrek the musical a few years ago, and we had a fantastic director, Chris Cummings, and he's worked with a lot of professional theatre companies around the UK, but he came to us and sort of put himself forward as a professional director, and you know, it was one of my favorite personal, my favorite shows that I've done. And you know, it just different people, again, same as the cast, different people have different skills.
Yeah.
And we just know when, once we've picked a show, we kind of, we look at what's entailed. We look at, you know, how much comedy, how much dance, how much, you know, those sorts of things that need to come to life, and who we really think has got those skills to bring it to the stage and do the best job possible.
So what about you as an individual? What's your background in theatre? Is it something that you've kind of always been involved with? You're passionate about? Obviously, you are passionate about it, but it's kind of, you know, how does that work? How did you kind of fall into this?
So I started dancing when I was two. I think we all know that you don't really dance when you're two. You kind of do a plié and
you smile,
you know,
and
yeah, and you smile,
audience,
and mummy and daddy come and look at you on stage, and you look great in your tutu. But yeah, so for me, I've always been involved. My family have always loved musicals. They always took me to see, you know, two shows in London a year. I grew up in Somerset, so it was quite a big trip for us. So musicals has always been kind of a massive thing for me and my family. My mum, especially, her family were always sort of opera, musicals. I mean, music in general, but that was a major passion for us.
I've had this discussion with people before, and you know, it really, as a performer, it really annoys me when people don't see the importance of theatre, because it's more than just going to watch a show. It's about kind of how to behave in the theatre. It's about understanding what's going on. It's about seeing human reactions to things that are happening. It's about things you've seen that are great and things you've seen that are less than great. We've all done that. And it's kind of, it's so much more than just, and being on stage as well, being in part of an organisation, I would imagine this applies to you guys, that it's more than just going on and doing a production. It's about building friendships, building relationships, supporting one another, kind of developing social skills, kind of building confidence. It's so much more, isn't it? It really is.
Absolutely. I mean, for me, and I think this is really important, I was lucky to go to the theatre with my family when I was younger, and not everybody gets that opportunity. One of the things that, so I used to work in sort of doing theatre in schools, one of my sort of jobs once I graduated. And I just think for me that was fantastic, because I got to do what I loved every day, but I also got to bring it to children and people that wouldn't necessarily be able to pay to go out to a theatre, because it can be expensive, especially for a group of children. And I think exactly as you say, everybody should get the opportunity to do that. And one of the things I love about the amateur world is that you are bringing it to everybody locally, you know, and you can go and see, if I may say so, a fantastic quality production, but in your local theatre.
No,
you know?
I was about to say that sometimes the word amateur for me doesn't apply, because you can see quality local theatre.
Absolutely.
That's just as good anywhere else, with some standout performances, etc. You know, and you could go to maybe a really established theatre, you know, maybe in London or on Broadway, wherever, and see really poor productions. It just works both ways. But, you know, local theatre is the backbone of the industry, I think. I think it is, because it develops people, it enables them to kind of say, this is a hobby for me, I really like this, I don't want to, you know, be a leading person, or I do want to be a leading person, I want to go into the industry. So it's so much more. We'll be right back after the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Okay, your latest travel update for you. The road's still looking pretty good at the moment. Brook Street, very heavy at the moment. Broken down vehicle now, causing some congestion around the roadworks, on the Brook Street roundabout, which is causing quite a backlog, so I would avoid that area for the next hour, if at all possible. The ongoing roadworks in Herongate are leading into Ingrave, which were there last week. This is causing some significant delays in the area, so please avoid it if possible. A13 past Dunton, heading towards Basildon. Looks like there's a minor accident there. Nothing major, but I would suggest avoiding that area, because the police are in attendance at the moment. The London Underground, there are severe delays on lots and lots of routes today, so I'll go through these. So if you are thinking of using the public transport network, I would seriously plan your journey quite closely. You have severe delays on the Central Line,
the Hammersmith and City line and the Jubilee D line. There are minor delays on the Metropolitan, the Piccadilly line and the Waterloo and City line. There's a planned closure on the Bakerloo line, the Circle line and the Central line. So at the moment, I think it looks like there's a network fault with the power, so do check with TfL. Services into London, Fenchurch Street on C2C, subject to timetable alteration because they are taking the overspill of trains from Liverpool Street at the moment because of engineering works, but Greater Anglia Network is showing as running okay at the moment as well. I have another update for you in the next hour. Okay, so welcome back to Frankie. So we're talking about the organisation. And quick question to you, and this is not to put you on the spot. Why do you do it? Why do you take part?
Oh, fantastic question. For me, I think you actually touched on this earlier. For me, I have a full-time job, I have a busy life. But when I walk into that rehearsal space and I see my friends who've become my family over the last 5-6 years, I just forget about everything that's going on. You just have fun. And, you know, it's just a great atmosphere. As I said earlier, there's massive range of ages. And I remember the first rehearsal I walked into, how welcoming everyone was.
And it's terrifying that first time you walk in,
oh,
isn't it?
Yes, it's
no
so
matter
terrifying.
How experienced you are, it's terrifying because
absolutely.
you walk into a group that's already established. People have relationships, they have bonds, and you're like, it's almost like, well, come on, prove to us, who are you? And even though they're not thinking that, you think that. And it's very difficult, isn't it, to walk in?
It's exactly that. And I remember walking in and thinking, oh, everybody knows each other. I mean, it was great to see people chatting and to meet like-minded people, people that have the same passions as you. That is so fantastic. And I've built such a friendship group. I mean, if you have a bad day at work or just a bad day personally, you know that you're going to go into that rehearsal, not just forget it, but if you want to talk about it, you can talk about it. Or if someone's there to have a cuddle with, you can have a cuddle. But it's an escape, isn't it?
It's an escape sometimes from the mundane everyday that we all have to deal with, you know, from pressures of work and bills and everything. It's just a way of escaping that. So the organisation, you are celebrating, I can't quite believe this, 100 years.
Absolutely. So
how was that? How did it start? How did it start?
Well, we actually, as a company, formed back in, if you can believe it, 19... oh, gosh, now my maths is not good. so 1919, would that work?
It would be... Oh,
no, 1929. No.
No, 1924.
So, yeah, so it was early on because we got together to have the first meeting. I say we as if I was there. They had their first meeting to discuss how they wanted the society to be, what kind of shows they wanted to put on. They actually didn't put the production on until the next year. So we're a little bit delayed because we technically should have been celebrating during COVID years. But of course, the society did have to close for a couple of years.
Of course, we all closed. Yeah,
we weren't able to productions on, which is a shame. So we're kind of a couple of years behind, but it's fantastic because, you know, as we just said, in the last few years we've had some great shows to have a fabulous comeback. It's just amazing. And as I said earlier, you know, some of our non-acting members are, you know, kind of in their 90s. We've got so many people that also have been in multiple shows through the year. Some of my close friends now have been doing consistently every show for 40 odd years, and it's a family thing. We have grandparents, parents, children sort of coming in. And yeah, it was one of those societies that I think when they started, they probably didn't see it, you know, becoming as big as it is and still being here at this point. And I just think it's a testament not only to the hard work of the membership, you know, the committee that put everything together, but also the fantastic support we have from the community, because they've always been based in Chelmsford. And obviously we had different theatres throughout the time. You know, now we have the Chelmsford Theatre.
Civic still there? Is that...
So the Civic rebranded last year, so they had some refurbishment, which was fantastic. And we were really lucky because 9 to 5 was the first show back in the new Chelmsford Theatre. And it's fantastic. So I would definitely recommend, if you haven't been for a while, go and check it out.
Yeah, I've been to Civic.
It's beautiful.
I'm going there later on this year for something. I can't think of what it is, but it's a gorgeous theatre.
Yeah, really nice.
I performed there, I think, about 15 years ago, and it's such a nice theatre. It was lovely. Sorry, I was distracted. You had a message in from a listener called Elliot saying this lady's
very interesting. So it just came up. So Elliot, if you're interested, you have details at the end of the show on the production, etc. We can talk you through that.
That was until they realised I couldn't do maths.
Yeah.
Really sorry. It's musical theatre. It's not science.
we lost all the mathematical intelligent people off the show. I'm exactly the same. Don't worry about it. So the next production, Kiss Me Kate.
Yes.
For those that don't know Kiss Me Kate, give us a bit of the synopsis. What's it about?
Well, like all good musicals, the synopsis can be a little bit complicated because Kiss Me Kate is essentially a show within a show. So it's based on Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew, and it follows a theatre company who are putting on a musical version of the Taming of the Shrew. So Kiss Me Kate is the name of the musical they're putting on, but we follow sort of the actors who have quite interesting relationships. The leading man and the leading lady have previously been married, so they met in the theatre world. It's obviously very, you know, a big love for them. It's what brought them together. Unfortunately, the marriage has ended, and this is kind of shows their journey as they kind of come back to work together. And it's, for me, I love it. It was actually, it was written in 1948, but in 1958 there was a film version of it, which I think most people will be very familiar with. And that was something I watched when I was a child. So for me, this is a show that I've, you know, really, really wanted to be a part of. And it's great because you get to see the actors, but you also get to see them doing the Shakespeare scenes as well. So there's scenes and songs backstage, and all the drama and the chaos that goes on, it kind of spills out onto the stage, which is great because there's some amazing, you know, comedic moments where the actors on stage have no idea what's going on because they don't know the background and the chaos that has been taking place. So for me, for example, so I'm a dancer in the show, I'm a member of the company, and I mean, we have some fantastic principals in this show, and they really, really bring, you know, the drama, which the over-exaggeration that you get in the Shakespeare, you know, that part of the show. But it's great because there's so many dramatic scenes. I mean, there's a famous scene where, you know, Lily, who's playing Kate, or, you know, the shrew, she sort of is quite aggressive with her counterpart on stage. And in the end, he just gets fed up and he sort of just takes her over his knee and just starts spanking her. And it's just chaos on stage because none of the actors know what's going on or why this is happening. And of course, you know, there's some great dance numbers. Anyone who knows the show will probably be familiar with Too Darn Hot. It's a 9-minute routine.
Yeah, it's
very long.
When I found out yesterday you confirmed you were coming on, like literally late last night, I was listening to some of the soundtrack because, I'll be honest, I knew of it. I didn't know it in too much detail. Yeah. So I knew things like Too Darn Hot and stuff like that, but I didn't know some of the lesser known tracks. And it's a great score. It's a great score. It really is.
It's got a real range because, as I said earlier, it has some of that operatic style with Kate and Lily's character. But then you also have these fantastic comedy pair, the gangsters. And they're just called First Man and Second Man, I think, in the show. And they're real sort of, you know, proper gangsters. And they've got, I think, one of the most famous songs from the show, Brush Up Your Shakespeare. And that is something that a lot of people will know, especially if they're in the industry. And it's just completely different to the rest of the style of the music. And you've got a tap number in there. As I say, Too Darn Hot, 9-minute long. By the end of that, we are literally on the floor, panting, just exhausted. Yeah. And there's a great moment because it's the opening number of Act 2. And the sort of stage manager from the show comes on and says, right, everybody on stage. And I kid you not, the groan from all of us that we have to get back up and carry on with the rest of Act 2.
It's real.
It's genuine. It's real, yeah. It's so genuine because we're just out of breath. And you know.
Well, it's that I remember being in numbers where you have to kind of smile and not let the audience see that you are really breathing heavily. Yeah. And you're like, and it's like you're almost hurting in pain because you're holding your breath in. But your natural instinct is to really breathe out, and kind of it's really difficult, isn't it?
You have to pace yourself, yeah.
Absolutely. So you as a performer, so obviously you say you're a dancer, you're obviously an actor as well. Do you have a particular genre that you're more relaxed with? So do you prefer being an actor, or do you prefer being a dancer or a singer?
Oh, tricky. I mean, I have, because of being brought up with my family sort of sharing shows that they loved as children, you know, I've been brought up watching Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, but all the way through to some of the, you know, new current modern musicals. I mean, I love Hamilton, for example. I mean, you can't get any different from the classics to that. But
I'm going to say something contentious here. I don't like Hamilton.
I know. It's not for everyone. My mum hated it.
I know I'm in the minority. And I have to disclaimer here. I've not fully seen it. I've watched it on TV, so I've not. But my son absolutely loves it. Everyone I know, my son's a musical theatre performer. He does one shot as a piece. Is it one shot? It is one shot. It's called,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah. And I know I'm in the minority, but I just don't get it. I don't. It's really strange. But I'm more, for me, musicals. It's more about things like Kiss Me, Kate, like the big tap numbers, the big. What I think is
show and dance.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
yeah.
For me, that's what theatre is. You know, it's, yeah, your escapism. Sorry to interrupt you. Go on.
No, you're absolutely fine. It's nice to actually speak to, you know, a fellow thespian lover. But yeah, I mean, for me, thing is, every show I do with Chaos, I almost go, oh, I love that show. It was one of my favourites. But I think that's just because of what we get out of it and how much fun we have doing it. When I actually contacted Chaos as a sort of wanting to join as a member, they invited me down to watch their show because they were doing Top Hat. And obviously, as I've just said to you, you know, Fred Astaire, great, great fan. And I walked into the theatre. I'd only just moved to Essex. I had no idea what the Civic Theatre looked like. And I walked in and I thought, this is an amateur production. This is a huge theatre. This is fantastic. The red curtains, everything, you know, proper. And I watched it and I just thought the standard of this show, and I think you kind of touched on this earlier, that the word amateur sometimes has a bit of a, not a negative connotation, but it's just, people just think, it's in a town hall, it's on a little stage.
It categorises a production immediately, doesn't it? It kind of, people think, oh, it's an amateur production. And as you're right, you know, does that mean,
almost a stigma.
You know, two people in a, and there's nothing wrong with this, but two people in kind of like a church hall with nobody watching, which is fine. Sometimes, again, you get brilliant performances doing that. But it kind of, as you say, you know, the Chelmsford Theatre, it's a very rich, plush theatre. It feels very kind of important when you're in there. It's
exactly.
A really lovely theatre.
Yeah, I mean, I walked out of that show just going, I want to be a part of this group. And I've, since being in Chaos, I've seen a lot of other amateur companies in Chelmsford, and yet some are in smaller spaces. But you know, the enthusiasm and the love that you can see coming off that stage, I don't think any of us would really care where we're performing. I think it's just, we're lucky because we get to be in such a fantastic venue. And I remember walking out and looking back on their website and seeing all the shows they'd done and just thinking, I just love so many of these shows. And my first one was My Fair Lady. Second one was Evita. These are, you know, My Fair Lady is a classic.
The big shows, yeah.
And, you know, I love some of the classics. I think for me personally, something like, let's say, Singing in the Rain would be fantastic. It's a goodie, it's an oldie, everybody knows it. And I would love to do something like that. And I think that's where my kind of true love lies.
That kind of leads me into my next question. So if I was to say to you, there's all the productions in the world right in front of you, pick what role you want, who would you pick? In what production?
Oh, gosh. I have too many. I mean, if we were going modern, I'd want to do Wicked, because who doesn't want to paint themselves green and
Absolutely.
Fly? Although I'm scared of heights, so I probably wouldn't cope well with that. So yeah, Wicked, if it was like a new modern show. If I had to go really classic, I mean, I was very lucky. I actually understudied in Evita, the role of Ava. And to me, that was fantastic. And just, I got to, you know, we obviously prepare ourselves. I get to do an understudy run. That was just a dream that I just got to do it, even if I never got to do it on the stage. And because, as I say, it's, for us, it's about living in that moment and having the fun and making friends. So it doesn't really matter to me that I got to do it on stage or in the rehearsal space.
Yeah.
That was amazing for me.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
It's interesting you say about Wicked. So my wife is a teacher, and one of her ex-pupils went on to be in Wicked in the West End.
Amazing.
And she got the call. She was the understudy and got the call and said, you're going green tonight.
And she
rang up and said, oh my God. And she just couldn't stop crying. But it was just the most amazing thing. She sent us some pictures backstage, and it was like just a fly and everything.
Yeah.
It was, you know, you need to be invested in musical theatre to appreciate that. But it was just a big moment. It really was. It's just one of those roles, isn't it?
I think it's as well for, you know, we've talked about being on stage, but also it brings out so much of you just watching a show.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to musicals and just sat there and sobbed. I mean, I watched Dear Evan Hansen. I I cried almost the entire way through. It was so brought so much out of me, and I didn't expect that.
No, I went into that thinking, "Oh, I'm not going to like this,"
and I wasn't sure.
Absolutely loved it. When it started, I thought, "This is not me," because it's quite a minimalist set, isn't it? It's just a few flats and whatever.
Not a big cast at all.
Not a big cast, and I thought, "I don't know." And I absolutely loved it. And at the end, I was like bawling like everyone else. It was the most moving thing.
And that people can bring you to that, and that's what we want to do, right? That's when we're on stage. That's what we want to do for others, but we that's why we get involved, because we know how it makes us feel when we go to watch it. And I guess that's really at the heart of it, isn't it? That's why we're passionate
that's
about
it. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
It's what it's about. So where can people find out? First of all, give us the details of the production. We know it's on at the Chelmsford Theatre. When is it on? How can they get tickets, etc.?
So it's not long now. Opening night is the 27th of February. And we run for that whole week. So we go all the way through to the Saturday the 2nd.
That's a long run.
Yeah. So we've got, I think it's six performances, because we have also got a matinee on the Saturday, which is at 3 o'clock. So normal shows are 7:30, matinees at 3 o'clock. So yeah, for us, it's an intense week, especially with working as well. But it's like the best week of the year. So yeah, that's where we'll be. Tickets are obviously available online at the Chelmsford Theatre website, but you can also call the box office, which I'm going to try and do this, 01245 606 505. I might have got those two numbers wrong at the end. But
listen, on my show page by tomorrow, all these details will be on there. So people,
amazing.
So with this interview, and they'll be able to kind of all your links to your socials and all this, so don't worry about it. So and your social, so where can people find you?
Exactly. So we're on Facebook, mostly Facebook and Instagram. We're always posting updates about the shows and the cast. But also, you know, for those of you out there who might be interested in potentially joining us in the future, we also post updates about when we have open evenings, when we do auditions. So we're basically, it's at KOdds1. But I'm sure you'll find us if you search for KOdds. And yeah, please come and check us out. And if you know, we appreciate it's only a few weeks away. If you can't make it for this one, we'd love to see you for the next one, which is the Wedding Singer.
I was going to ask you what your next production was.
Wedding Singer, and then Chorus Line.
Oh, wow.
That is going to be amazing, because I don't think I've seen that locally anywhere since I've been here.
Do you know what? I don't think I have. I was just thinking, I don't think I've seen it at a local theatre ever.
It's quite a brave show, I think. We've kind of gone, yeah, let's do it. And now I think we're like, oh, that's quite a big step. But it's going to be fabulous,
I might dust up my tap shoes and get in touch, honestly.
Please do.
Now, listen, thanks for today. Really appreciate it. So if anyone's listening, this will be available by the end of the day on our show pages. We'll promote it on our social. You can listen again. But this is Kiss Me, Kate. It's at the Chelmsford Theatre towards the end of the month. All the details will be there. Thank you for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
It's been amazing. Good luck with it.
Thanks.
message, baby. So sad to see you fade away. I'd like to think that I was just myself again. Now tell me why. Is it I'm digging your scene? I know I'm dying. Baby, now tell me why. Is it I'm digging your scene? I know.
A birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon, at Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus 2 years interest free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm vanilla, baby, but I ain't no baby. She 28 telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no, then you can't tie me down. But you can whip your lovin' on me.
That's right,
whip your lovin' on me.
Young J-A-C-K-A-K-A, Rico like Suave, Young Enrique, speaking at A-K-A, she's an alpha but not around your boy, she get quiet around your boy, hold on. Don't know what you heard or what you thought about your boy, but they lied about your boy, going dumb and it's something idiotic about your boy. She wearing cheetah print, that's how bad she won't be spotted around your boy.
I don't like no, you can't tie me down, but you can whip your lovin' on me, baby, whip your lovin' on me.
I'm vanilla, baby, but I ain't no baby. She 28 telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no, then you can't tie me down. But you can whip your lovin' on me, baby. Whip your lovin' on me.
Young M-I-S-S-I-O-N-A-R-Y, he's sharp like barbed wire. She stole my heart, then she got archived. I keep it short with a Lord Farquhar. All the girls in the front row, all the girls at the barricade, all the girls have been waiting all day. Let your tongue hang out, everything. If you came with a man, let go of his hand. Everybody in the suite kicking up their feet, stand up, dance. I see you. And all the guys in the back waiting on the next track. Cut your boy a little slack. It's Young Jack. I'm vanilla, baby. But I ain't no baby. She 28 telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no, then you can't tie me down. But you can whip your lovin' on me.
That's right, that's right.
Whip your lovin' on me.
That's a new one from Jack Harlow there. Now I'm going to show my age. I don't know who Jack Harlow is, but I quite liked it. And that was called Lovin' On Me. And apparently that was the clean version. It's a slightly naughtier version that we can't play on radio, but loving that track. Heading up towards the news now. Before I do, I'm going to play this next track for you, which I hope you're going to enjoy. But before then, just want to say hello to a couple of people who messaged in. Sorry it's taken a while to get back to you guys, but as you know, it's been a busy show today. Lucy said, really loving the show today. Some great music, making me feel good for my night out tonight. That's what we like, Lucy. Have a great evening out. Hannah has said, loving the tunes as usual today. Was really looking forward to the show. Thank you very much. So was I. I really appreciate your company. And Derek has also said, enjoying listening today. The lady from the theatre group was very interesting and am thinking about booking tickets to see the show. That's what we like. Local theatre, as we said, is glorious, isn't it? It really, really is. Something very, very special about it. So, yeah, do check it out. And all the details will be on my show pages by the end of the day as well, like I said. Now, this is next track as we head towards the news. It's the brand new one. Do you fancy a song by Sia and Kylie? Oh, I think you do. This is called Dance Alone.
My life, last row, there's a door, I'm all for, I watch you walk away, it's just another day, don't need you to stay.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.